Inside COVID-19 from BizNews. Well, it's quite an important day today. Ryan Woolley has been representing about 500 tourism companies, and the first of these court challenges has now been settled and in your favor. Maybe just give us a little bit of background about the company Cafe Chameleon and why it went to court and what it was wanting to get from Guard Risk Insurance.
Cafe Chameleon is not one of our clients, but it is obviously an interested party. Its insurer, HRC Guard Risk, decided to reject their claim for the lockdown period and refused to make any interim payments. What happened was the restaurant group took on the insurer, and through an urgent application, the insurer argued against the urgency, but the judge ruled that time was allowed to play out. What would happen is that the company would fold and the claim would die with it. So from an urgency perspective, the judge allowed that to be heard. And then it went into the detail around whether the lockdown is a separate intervening cause or if it is caused by COVID-19. And Judge LaGrange was absolutely categoric. This is causation is legal as well as factual, is because of COVID-19, and has ordered the insurer to pay the claim in full.
I had a chat just last night with the chief risk officer of Santam, the biggest insurance company in South Africa. And in other words, what he was saying was that it's government's fault, not insurance companies' fault. And as a consequence of that, because it's government's fault, insurance companies aren't going to pay. This judgment today, which in fact was also with costs, so it wasn't just a judgment in favor of the restaurant company. The insurance company has got to pay for the legal counsel of the restaurant. It seems to be pretty comprehensive. However, the judge did say that he is allowing them to appeal.
Yes, I think it's inevitable. I think Guard Risk are deciding today whether to appeal the matter or not. You know, we anticipate that this is just the first victory that we're going to take, and it will enhance our settlement negotiations with the insurers. But the appeal process, depending on how quickly the appeal can happen, it still might take a significant period of time. And our clients, again, you know, we can't wait for that. But the insurers would be very circumspect, you know, running the gauntlet at the appeal court when they've already had quite a credible judge rule quite comprehensively.
You would wonder, as an outsider, what the grounds would be for an appeal, for, in other words, going and having the whole thing heard again. Is there anything in here that stands out to you?
No, nothing at all. I think that the judge has really reasoned it well, and I think that it's all the points around causation that we have been quite vocal about our view. Santam's different view has been squashed here, and the fact that they still want to go to court to have their hearing is quite surprising. You know, this is a precedent. The appeal will happen, and then I think from there we'll see, you know, where it goes. I think one of the things that the other defences that HRC raised, Guard Risk, is that they said that to have these claims paid would open the door and be catastrophic for the industry. Well, we've been also quite vocal in giving a solution to the insurers in terms of a compromise settlement. And again, we appeal to them. This is the time. Save the industry, save the tourism sector, and let's walk forward having these claims paid.
We were on a webinar, yourself and William van der Riet from Cathedral Peak Hotel, and he's one of your clients who has a similar action, presumably, against Guard Risk. Is he now going forward with it?
Well, I think that the victory yesterday has definitely made us rethink our legal strategy. So we still have got a few more consultations to have before we decide. William van der Riet is definitely, as one of our clients, will be one of those that we consider using as our test case. So, yes, and I think that, you know, in his case, as you've heard, he's got a claim of 12 odd million. He's been offered 500,000 rand by Guard Risk as a settlement to walk away. And we just find that we can't accept that, you know, not in terms of, there's no compromise at those sort of numbers. So we're definitely going to be pushing forward.
Ryan, when I was talking with the chief risk officer of Santam last night, the question I put to him was, if all of the claims were met, would that put the insurance industry into bankruptcy? And he said, no, Santam has got plenty of reserves. Even in the worst case scenario, it could manage all of this. But they're fighting it on a position of principle. They don't believe in pure insurance that they can justify this.
I think that Judge LaGrange has dealt with it very carefully. The other issue that Santam have is that we've got an Ebola case that we handled against one of Santam's companies, Emerald, in 2014-2015. And the effects of the Ebola outbreak in Sierra Leone were very similar to what government has done in terms of this COVID-19 outbreak. And there, they had no issue paying the claim. So for us, this isn't an issue about the legal principles. This is an issue of financial issues and financial integrity of Santam. And I think that that's why they're fighting this as hard as they are. We've given all the insurers the opportunity of a compromise. We think that they can do that without their reinsurers. Again, we don't know why we are, or South Africa is bearing the brunt of aggressive reinsurers potentially not wanting to pay their claims. The insurers need to have the courage to stand up to them and to enforce and get them to pay.
Inside COVID-19 from BizNews.